As I don't have any new CDs to share with you this month, it's a programme inspired by a thematic CD by one of my favourite artists. I'm Alan Ashton. Join me and find out more. Okay, to get us off to a flying start, here's Lynn Larson at the huge Wurlitzer in the Wichita Century 2 Center in Kansas with 76 trombones. Fasten your seatbelts. Lynn Larson and 76 Trombones, which of course was the theme from the well-known stage play and subsequent film version of The Music Man, starring Robert Preston and Shirley Jones, released by Warner Brothers in 1962. Well, the inspiration for the theme of this month's show came about when I was playing a recording by Penny Whedon, which she's titled The Penny Picture Show. And so, the entire programme will, I hope, bring back memories of some famous films. What better way than to continue than with a track from Penny's Picture Show CD, and this is the rather lovely music from Brief Encounter.
Thank you.
Penny Whedon and the theme from Brief Encounter. Over the Christmas period, I watched yet again that famous Victoria Wood spoof version of that classic film made back in 1945 in glorious black and white. It starred, of course, then Trevor Howard and Celia Johnson. Only in Victoria Wood's version, the two parts were parodied by Bill Paterson and Celia Imrie. Now, when it comes to theme music from Disney films, the world is your oyster, so to speak. But coming up now is Stan Kahn at the magnificent Fox Theatre St. Louis Wurlitzer with music from Beauty and the Beast. Stan Kahn and the theme from the 1991 Disney animated musical romantic fantasy production of Beauty and the Beast, which incidentally was the 30th film in the Disney series of animated classics. Now, it's often thought that Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue was just one of his many famous compositions, but in 1945, Warner Brothers released a fictionalised biography of the composer, who died in 1937. Mind you, what he might have made of this version by Kurt Preiner on Versey, we'll never know. But it's different, that's for sure. Kurt Preiner and Rhapsody in Blue. Now, in recent months, the Cinema Organ Society has set up a monthly COS email news posting to its members, which contains news of its concerts, activities, and other current organ-related news for that month. And if you'd like to be included on the mailing list to receive this very useful monthly update, you can email news@cos-services.org.uk. I'll repeat that, news@cos-services.org.uk, requesting that your name be added. Now, were it not for that email newsletter, it might have been some time until I knew that yet another organist has been awarded an honour in the New Year's Honours list. So, Many congratulations to Nicholas Martin, co-founder and fundraiser of the Miracles to Believe In charity, who was awarded the British Empire Medal for services to children and families. So, Nicholas makes up a quartet of organists by joining Reginald Dixon, Phil Kelsall and Len Rawl in receiving well-deserved honours. And here is the man himself, Nicholas Martin, playing the hybrid concert organ in the Kirk of Dunedin in Florida with Love is a Many Splendid Thing. Nicholas Martin and the theme from Love is a Many Splendid Thing, the 1955 film of the same name. The storyline being that it was an American drama romance set in Hong Kong, starring William Holden and Jennifer Jones. Now, the person who's the organist, builder and curator of that organ in the Kirk of Dunedin is Terry Charles, and for his contribution to this themed programme, here he is with the music from that delightful film where stars Virginia McKenna and Bill Travers take second billing to Elsa, the lioness, in Born Free. Thank you. Terry Charles and Born Free, the music being one of many compositions by John Barry. Sir Norman Joseph Wisdom OBE is forever going to be associated with the song Don't Laugh at Me Because I'm a Fool, which he sang in the 1953 film Trouble in Store. And here to play it is Kevin Morgan at the Compton Organ in Witten House in Huntingdon. Kevin Morgan and Don't Laugh at Me, performed on the 4-manual 16-rank Compton organ that used to be in the Astoria South End and is now preserved in the concert room of Witten House, the home of organ enthusiast Liz Palmer. Time now for the organ and keyboard sounds of Paul Roberts, who reminds us of another huge box office film success.
Thank you.
Roberts and Three Coins in the Fountain. 1954 saw the release of that film, one of the first to embody the new CinemaScope film ratio, a format that sadly saw the end of many a cinema organ because so many cinemas only had very small stage areas, and the answer was to suspend the new width screens out into the auditorium and often over the top of many an orchestra pit which housed the cinema organ. Without doubt, one of the most famous of screen music composers is Ennio Morricone, who this very month is making his one and only appearance at the London O2 Arena. He scored music for over 400 films, so what to choose is quite a decision, but I hope you'll enjoy this one, which needs no introduction other than to tell you it's played on the Roland Atelier by Hector Oliveira. Hector Oliveira at the Roland Atelier and Once Upon a Time in the West, one of the most famous of all the so-called spaghetti westerns, which was made back in 1968 with a cast that included Henry Fonda, Charles Bronson, Jason Robards and Claudia Cardinale. From the early beginnings of stereo LP recordings, the organ, particularly the pipe organ, was always considered to be an ideal instrument with which to demonstrate the tonal range and, in most cases, the left and right stereo imaging. One of the pioneers in stereo organ recordings was an American by the name of Emery Cook, and he engaged Reginald Fort to become the artist to demonstrate a revolutionary way of capturing the full stereo sound. He did so in a way that has never been done before. It was called binaural sound, but in the fullness of time, he succeeded in transferring the left and right signals to a disc in a way that became the industry standard. So Reginald Fort was the chosen artist, and the instrument of choice was the Wurlitzer in the Mosque Theatre in Richmond, Virginia. Reginald Fort at the Mosque Theatre Wurlitzer and Lullaby of Broadway, which of course comes from the 1951 Warner Brothers film of the same name, starring Doris Day. Talking of Broadway, the film Hello, Dolly is a 1969 romantic comedy musical based on the Broadway production of the same name. The film stars Barbara Streisand, Walter Matthau and Michael Crawford. Well, here's David Dunlap at his Versi organ to play the main theme. David Dunlap and Hello Dolly, and which became quite a hit for old Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, in 1964. Well, from the sounds of one of today's modern electronic organs to those of the Con Deluxe Theatre organ, which arrived on the scene 50 years ago. At the time, many organ manufacturers were beginning to concentrate on reproducing theatre pipe organ sounds by electronic means. The days of sampling such sounds were a long way off, and although hailed at the time, they are, at best, good attempts. Con organs were certainly early pioneers in the scheme of things, and one of their most famous demonstrators was former Paramount New York organist Don Baker. And here's Don with a lovely theme from the 1961 movie Breakfast at Tiffany's. Don Baker at the Con Organ and Moon River, which went on to win composer Henry Mancini a Grammy Award for Record of the Year in 1962, the year after Paramount Pictures saw their plans scuppered to have Marilyn Monroe play the part of Holly Golightly, which of course went to Audrey Hepburn. The penultimate tune in this month's edition of Organ First Radio is often thought to be the film's theme music, but in point of fact, never formed part of the actual film track itself. The story is that in 1963, Burt Bacharach and Hal David were asked to write a song with the title Wives and Lovers, but the resultant composition was only ever intended to promote the film, an exploitation song that went on to earn Jack Jones a 1964 Grammy Award for Best Male Vocal Performance. Right now, our performance is by Ashley Miller at the Trenton War Memorial Moller Theatre Organ. Wives and Lovers, played by Ashley Miller at the Trenton War Memorial Moller Organ. When I was 14 years of age, I was just beginning to get very interested in the world of films and had already set my sights on becoming a cinema projectionist when I left school. Suffice it to say, my parents had other ideas about my proposed career path and suggested I got a job with prospects, a pension and employment that I'd enjoy for the rest of my working life. I did. I became a cinema projectionist. And although I never actually did show the film, the theme music from another black and white epic has always been a great favourite with me. To play it, after his famous signature tune is, well, I'll leave him to make the introductions.
Hello everyone, this is Robinson Cleaver speaking to you from the Granada Theatre, Tooting, London. Happy listening.
Thank you.
Glass Mountain theme composed by Nina Rota and taken from the film of the same name, which starred that great classical vocalist Tita Gobbi with the chorus and orchestra of the Venice Opera House. It was, of course, played by one of the greatest names in the cinema organ world, Robinson Cleaver, at the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer, which he knew like the back of his hands. And there we are, some famous film music and themes played on a variety of organs and keyboards. I hope yours was amongst them, and if not, well, it's always a theme that I can return to again and again and again. And very briefly, harking back to those days when organists had signature tunes by way of introducing themselves, I've just completed another in my organ celebrity series, which deals with a few names from the past, played on a rare, one-of-a-kind electronic theatre organ. Just simply go to YouTube and type in Organ Celebrities 42. Organ Celebrities 42. And sit back and enjoy a trip to the golden days. Until next month, this is Alan Ashton saying, as always, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.